Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A quick disclosure, the hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, and editorial direction come from Dr. William Fisher. Let's get into today's research.
Arthur, let's start with agent security. A new vision paper argues that checking an agent's actions one by one is fundamentally the wrong approach.
Correct. The argument is that stateless, per-action checks can't detect violations that only become clear over a multi-step sequence. The focus needs to shift to what they're calling trajectory assurance, stateful containment that watches the whole execution path.
And on the implementation side, we have something called ChronoMem.
It's essentially version control for an agent's memory, implemented in Google's open-source agent development kit. If the agent's memory gets corrupted or poisoned, you can issue a natural language command to roll it back to a previous clean state, like a commit in a code repository.
So it's not just about containing actions, but ensuring the agent's internal state remains sound. And this seems to scale up to groups of agents with a new focus on institutional design.
Exactly. That research frames multi-agent safety as an architecture problem. You need formal protocols and role-segregated privileges to prevent things like emergent operational collusion between agents.
Which is what Singapore's new governance framework for agentic AI seems to be getting at with its requirements for human-in-the-loop escalation paths and audit logging.
Yes, it codifies those architectural needs into explicit standards for enterprise deployment.
Let's move to evaluations. There's a fascinating finding about how frontier models fail on long, complex tasks.
The key finding is that as task complexity grows, the failure mode is predominantly incoherence, non-deterministic operational noise. It's more variance than bias. The model doesn't become systematically misaligned, it just gets lost in a sort of high-dimensional static, and more compute doesn't fix it.
So the problem isn't a rogue agent pursuing a bad goal, it's an unreliable agent that can't hold the plot. And we, the human overseers, are not good at spotting this.
We are not. A separate study shows that when a model's output is framed with authoritative language or technical syntax, human overseers routinely fail to catch errors. It reinforces the need for automated, evidence-grounded verification.
Which brings us to securing the evaluation pipelines themselves. The OpenAI Hugging Face postmortem was a reminder that the testing process is a target.
A critical one. It highlighted the absolute necessity for strict sandbox and key isolation during automated model testing runs.
On the policy front, the EU has made some significant timeline changes with the new digital omnibus on AI.
What's the new date for compliance?
For standalone high-risk systems under Annex 3, the deadline has been deferred to December 2, 2027. But crucially, new prohibitions on non-consensual sexually explicit AI content apply much sooner, from December 2, 2026.
Meanwhile, the US is adjusting compute export controls. The Bureau of Industry and Security has updated its policy for mid-tier AI chips like the NVIDIA H200.
What's the change?
For certain destinations, the policy is shifting from a presumption of denial to a case-by-case review. But it comes with heavy strings attached: mandatory US testing, strict end-user screening, and a 50% volume cap.
Finally, let's turn to the enterprise. There's a growing focus on the risks of companion AI, especially for vulnerable users.
Yes, analyses are showing that standard output filtering is insufficient to prevent longitudinal harms like psychological dependency or attachment manipulation.
And in more traditional sectors like finance, we're seeing regulators apply familiar frameworks.
That's right. The European Insurance Authority, EIOPA, is enforcing classical model risk management principles, the same ones from regulations like SR 11-7 for AI and underwriting and claims. It's a reminder that for many enterprise use cases, we already have the right governance playbook.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If it was useful, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. Tips and research recommendations. Reach us at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.